Well, we were, I thought, much more active defensively tonight than we were Friday night. That seems like a long time ago. But and then I think we turned those turnovers or their missed shots into the break better. I thought we also executed much better against their zone. We moved it better tonight. Our big guys can pass the ball, and we've done a nice job of that in practice. We didn't do it Friday night, but I thought we did tonight. We're more gifted than Robert Morris, but I think I was pleased with our effort. I thought I should be pleased with our attentiveness. And I think the biggest thing is early in the game, I think we dominated the boards. And if you're not a good shooting team, you better go get your misses. And we've had some great teams that had great teams, period. But we've had some teams that didn't mind playing against the zone, and people wouldn't play zone against us because we moved the ball so well and did such a great job on the offensive backboards. And so that's what we have to do if we're not shooting it as well as I'd like for us to. It was fun to see Marcus make a couple of them there and missed his last couple. But I think Bryce and Kennedy and their passing early in the game was huge for us and their work on the offensive boards. But we can get better, and I think we need to do that. We'll give them tomorrow off, and then good practice on Tuesday, a light practice on Wednesday, and then really get after it Thursday and Friday and try to get better.
JP had 10 assists. Also seen
should have had 15 if guys could make layups, you know, that kind of thing. I told those guys that they should apologize to him. He was sensational passing the ball. Excuse me, Greg, go ahead.
I was going to say, just against the zone, it seemed like he was really effective getting the ball down low.
He's really a good passer, period. You know, he's got size. He looks over the defense. He's going. I think I could say this, that in the two exhibition games, I think he was 14-1, 14 assists, one turnover in exhibition games. And the other night he was 4-3 and then 10-1 tonight. But he is really a good passer. I told him I don't want him to think that he's the assist man now only, because he's one of the best offensive rebounders I've ever coached, and he got zero offensive rebounds tonight. We've got to get him going to the boards, but he's had really had a good preseason for us.
You said before the season started you needed a big man to step up. Did you see Kennedy and Bryce both take a step in that direction?
Well, they did. You know, what we've got to do is see that over the course of the season. You know, I thought last year those guys had some good games, some really good games every now and then. But it's got to be on a consistent basis, like Tyler Zeller and John Henson, you know, Tyler Hansbrough, Sean May. Those guys give it to you every night, and then it's difficult for the other team to play anything.
Did you have a good recall for these things?
It's just useless information, but I got more of it in my brain than anybody in here.
I'm seeing it. So,
okay.
Kansas and Carolina, some of those teams that rebounded well and passed well against zones and maybe didn't shoot outside. Any come to mind immediately?
No. We were fortunate. We really had really good shooting teams. Probably, in 1990, I think we averaged 92 a game and shot over 50% from the floor. And people just couldn't guard us because we had all guys who could pass and shoot. That was a lot of fun. I just sort of sat over and clapped. But this could be the best offensive rebounding team I've ever coached. Now, we have to do it. We don't get any points from me just saying it, but this could be the best offensive rebounding team I've ever coached.
Roy, they had a freshman, number two, Reed, who was able to put up 24 points in his first college road game. Can you just talk about what he was able to do in this building as a freshman?
He was sensational. I think he had 15 at half. He drove the ball to the basket, made the jump shot from the baseline on the left side. He ought to feel awfully good about it, but their coaching staff probably feels even better than he does. You know, I think we caught Lucky Jones on a night where it was fortunate for us. I mean, the guy's got 1,200 points or something like that in his career as a senior, and at halftime he hadn't even taken a shot. But he got in foul trouble and eventually fouled out. But they're going to get better and better and better. But if you have a freshman going on the road and go 10 for 15 the first game, it's pretty impressive. First road game, I'm sorry.
Can you talk a little bit about maybe if there's one specific reason for why you guys, you know, were so good as a team on the offensive glass? Is one thing, you know, is it aggression? Is it a mindset?
It's going there. I mean, if you run in there, sometimes the ball falls in your lap. I yelled at Theo one time because he stopped about 15 feet, and there was a wide open hole right in there. And he stood there, and the ball came to the wide-open hole, and they picked it up. But I've said all year in every practice that a part of our zone offense particularly has got to be our offensive rebounding, and so we did have that in the first half.
The way they extended their wings for the blocks and short corners, was that going to be open for some of those passing lanes?
Well, I think the middle was going to be open because they did spread it out trying to get pressure on the outside, but around the ACC logo. And we talked about it and showed it to them on tape and think that's against most zones, that's an area where you can go. If they play a 2-1-2 and a guy in the middle, you get a little bit less of that. But anytime you try to extend the zone, you need to try to get the ball there.
Anybody else?
Anybody else?
All right, thank you.
How do you feel going to Bahamas next week after tonight's performance?
Hopefully we'll pass the ball like that when we get down there, but we've got to play one more game before we get there. But I'm excited about getting down there. Great, great field, great place, and one of my favorite places in the world, especially if we play well.